Good evening, everyone. Tonight, I've entitled the lesson, fairly simple, Lost and Found. Now, do you know the feeling of losing something that is near and dear to you? Something that possibly has significance, something sentimental, or maybe something that's just important to you. It's not a good feeling, is it? You search and you search, but start to see that it seems to be impossible to find, and that it is undoubtedly lost. You seem to lose hope. You could have feelings of anxiety, sadness, even fear. Overall, it's not a good feeling. Now, can you recall the feeling of finding that something that was lost? It's like a weight that's lifted off of your shoulders. All the negative thoughts that you had while whatever it was that was lost seemed to have vanished. It's a great feeling to have. It's a relief. You feel happy because whatever it was that you thought was lost and not in your possession anymore, now isn't. Now, there are a few parables that Jesus told that are in the Bible, and we're going to go over them in a couple of seconds. We'll turn over to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. Luke 15, verses 1 through 7. And the Bible reads, Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and his neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be given in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Now, when reading this, we need to understand one thing, that it's Jesus doing the talking. And the point of the parable isn't just to tell a story for the sake of it. It's not just something he said for fun or a fable or some type of little story that he made up for the sake of saying it. No, Jesus is telling the story with intent that it teaches something, that it teaches a lesson. It's a story with a purpose, an example, if you will. Because in this context, we have to remember as well who Jesus was with. Around him were publicans and sinners. And also around were Pharisees and scribes. In this parable, we read that a shepherd with 100 sheep loses one of them, and he leaves the other 99 to go search and search for the one that is lost. But we see he doesn't give up. He keeps looking and looking until the sheep is found. And when it is found, he's elated. So much so that he doesn't just walk it back to be with the others. It says he put the sheep on his shoulders, rejoicing, the Bible says. The other parable that I want us to look at tonight is just the very next one in the exact same chapter, and it's verses 8 through 10. Let's go ahead and we'll read those few verses right now. Luke 15, verses 8 through 10. It says, Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. We see a little bit of a similarity, right? In this parable, we see the similarity that the woman had lost one of her 10 silver coins, and it says she lights a candle and sweeps the house looking for it. And whenever it's found, she tells everyone. She rejoices in the finding of what once was lost. One other similarity that I want to bring to everyone's attention as well is the ending of each of these parables that Jesus spoke. We see that in the first parable, it ends by saying in verse 7, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be given in heaven over one sinner that repented, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And if we focus our attention on verse 10, it says, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. Jesus is making a comparison between what is lost and what becomes found, and the person who lost whatever it was with himself, with God. You see, in this world, all of mankind is God's creation. But there's a little bit of confusion in the world by people whenever it comes to that concept. So we must understand that we are all God's creations, but not everyone is a child of God. That is the reference he is making in the parable. Those who have yet to be found, they're out there. They're lost right now. They're in the darkness. Just like that item that we spoke about a couple minutes ago. It's not near you. It's not in your sight. It's not in your grasp. It's somewhere out there. Those who are out there are not found. They aren't yet children of God, nor are they of God, but they're of the world. Let's turn our attention to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, we'll read verses 15 through 17. First John 2, verses 15 through 17. And these verses read, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Whoever is part of the world, as it says, is lost. Now, what part do we as Christians, what part do we play in that, in helping with that? As the verse says prior, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. Let's turn our attention to the book of Mark, Mark 16. Mark 16, verses 15 through 17. And these verses read, and he said unto them, go ye, and it's talking about Jesus saying this, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. All these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. Go into the world and preach the gospel. That's what our duty is. That's the part that we play in helping those that are lost. Go into the world and preach the gospel. How do we expect people to repent? How do we expect those who are lost to become found if they don't know what the gospel is, if they can't hear the gospel, if they don't have the opportunity to hear said gospel? As Christians, that's our job, to spread the good news. Because it's good news, isn't it? In the parable, the two individuals lost something, and when it was found, they didn't just keep it to themselves. What did they do? They told their friends, they told their neighbors, hey, I found it. Whatever was lost, I found it. And they rejoiced, they were happy. They didn't just keep it to themselves. They spread that good news. If we are aware and we know of the good news, why wouldn't we want to share it? It's good news. Share it with others who may have not have heard it. Spread the gospel. We don't want people to be able to obtain salvation for themselves. That's not it. That's not it at all. To have that opportunity, which is available unto anyone who is obedient to said word and follows it with all their heart and their actions. No matter how much you want to be able to save someone, they have to make that decision for themselves. You can't do the saving for them. They need to make the decision to become faithful. But that doesn't mean that we do not try and spread that word of God, that good news. Let's turn to the book of John. John chapter 17. John 17, we'll read verses 13 through 17. John 17, verses 13 through 17 says, "And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but thou shalt keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." The person or the people who are lost, first and foremost, they need to hear that good news. Hear that truth that is given by God. How it says, "Thy word is truth," meaning the word of God. If we aren't doing our part as those who already became a part of Christ's church that he died for and he shed his blood for, then how do we expect more souls to be added to his church? That opportunity is available for any person who hears that truth, who believes it to be true, repents or changes how they live, they confess that Jesus is the Son of God before man, and they are baptized. That's what the Bible says needs to be done. This good news that we have before us isn't just given because we are so deserving, because God has mercy and gives us his grace. And how amazing that grace is. Like how that song, how the hymn says, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see." Although there may be many lost in this world, we need to spread God's word. We need to spread the good news. Spread the truth. There's a lot of people out there, a lot of establishments that they think they are doing right by spreading what they think is their truth. But as we read, I want to focus on this scripture right here. Ephesians 4, verses 4 through 7. Ephesians 4, 4 through 7. Ephesians 4, 4 through 7 reads, "There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Many will tell you this, and many will tell you that, what to believe in, what not to believe in. What did the scripture just say? One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God. There is only one truth, and that is the Word of God. If you are lost and you want to become found, there is only one righteous way in order to become found. If there were any other way, God would have said so. But as the Bible said, there is only one. That is why it's imperative that as Christians, we are spreading God's word to help those who are lost. We have to make sure we are spreading what is righteous and what is truth. Not any of our own thoughts, but what God says. If you are one of these people who are lost and want to change, that's what this invitation is for. You have the opportunity right here and right now to make that change. And I'm not just speaking with any visitors that might be with us, but if anyone here has not put on Christ through baptism, I implore you not to wait one more second. Why chance something as precious as your soul? Also, those who are already part of Christ's church, you may be struggling spiritually. This invitation is for you as well. If you need prayers from your brothers and sisters in Christ and need help, we are here for you as well. You have that opportunity as we stand and sing the hymn of invitation.